hemlock, woolly adelgid are out on the branches their entire life cycle. The winter moth adults come out in late November and December and mate and lay their eggs, and then the eggs spend the rest of the winter on the trees.
So what kinds of conditions, then, would affect mortality for these two species?
For hemlock woolly adelgid, it's cold temperatures. This year, we got high numbers of mortality in the from 83 to 98% mortality. The problem is the ones that survive are potentially more resistant to cold and will pass that trait on to their progeny, and the populations can rebuild by the end of the summer. So it means that you might not have to treat your trees if they're infested in the springtime, but you need to be looking at them and potentially treat them in the fall.
And so what you're telling me, too, is that perhaps over a longer cycle period of several years, we may go through this period where maybe we had high mortality this winter, so they get to a slow start this year, but that may not be the case next year because they're going to be more resistant to cold temperatures, so the next couple of years might be worse.
Yeah, or over many years. And the other thing is it does give the trees a reprieve so that they have some time to have some good foliage. And even though the populations are rebuilding, it does help the trees to survive longer.
What about the moth populations?
Winter moth is definitely a different story. Cold temperatures in, sometime in November and December affect the adults because they need temperatures around freezing or above freezing in order to be active and mate and lay eggs. In 2013, we had some very cold temperatures right around Thanksgiving, and this year we had snow and ice. And that the winter moth are in the ground in cocoons all summer and fall, and then they need to come out of the ground in November and December. And if the ground is covered with ice and snow, they have a hard time doing that.
Are there any other species of insects that might be affected by the cold?
Anything that's native, it's gotten cold in Maine for a long time, and they're pretty well adapted to it. Insects overwinter in all different places and in different life stages, whether it's as eggs or larvae, cocoons or adults, and use different methods to stay warm, and the cold doesn't bother them. Brown-tailed moth is one that people often ask about because their overwintering webs are out on the tips of the branches. But they all crowd up one next to the other and keep each other warm all winter long, and we rarely see very much mortality.
So the black flies will be coming.
And then the black flies, they're in the water, and they're protected. Mosquitoes are in the water, or their eggs are laid, and they'll all come out. No problem.